Audio presents Down London Road by Samantha Young, read by Elle Newlands. Chapter 1, Edinburgh, Scotland. I looked upon the piece of art and wondered what the heck I was looking at. To me, it was just a bunch of lines and squares in different colours with some shading here and there. It looked familiar. In fact, I thought I had a picture Cole had drawn me when he was 3 years old tucked away somewhere that bore a remarkable resemblance to it. Although I doubted I could expect anyone to pay £375 for Cole's drawing. I also doubted the sanity of anyone who would pay £375 for the piece of canvas that looked like it had been sitting next to a railroad at the exact time a train full of paint careened off the rails and crashed. However, chancing a glance around me, I could see that most of the people in the gallery liked the artwork. Maybe I wasn't smart enough to get it. In an effort to appear more sophisticated for my boyfriend's sake, I adopted a pensive expression and moved on to the next canvas. Okay, I don't get it. A low, husky voice announced beside me. I would have known that voice anywhere. Its American-accented words were disturbed here and there by a lilt, or the sharper consonants of a brogue, all a consequence of its owner having lived in Scotland for almost 6 years. Relief flooded me as I brought my head down to meet the gaze of my best friend Joss. For the first time that evening, I smiled brightly. Jocelyn Butler was a straight-talking, ballsy American girl who tended bar with me at a pretty swank place called...